I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Skim.
I'm Kim.
I'm me. Been a while.
It has been a while. It's been the holidays.
I blame the holidays for our lack of episodes.
You blame the holidays.
I do. I blame me for having too much to do during the holidays.
Holidays were good, though.
They were okay.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. They're fine. I don't have anything bad.
They were all right. They were fun. It was a lot of fun. Everyone was home. Carter was home from school and work.
Yeah.
And then Nick was home a lot more because he had vacation time. He couldn't roll over, so he got to have a bunch of days off. Super fun. I thought it was fun.
We saw the boy all the time.
Yeah.
Which was good. And I don't know. I'm just old and cranky about holidays now.
Old man Johnson over here.
A little bit.
Come on. The holidays were fun.
They were okay.
It was chill, and we got to hang out with the kids a lot.
It was chill, and nobody got sick, which usually happens on the holidays.
So what's your problem?
I don't know if I have one. Maybe everything's good.
You just don't know it?
I'm a little sad because today I realized that I'm just never going to be in the top three spots in Call of Duty ever again. My skills.
That's what's making you grumpy?
My skills have waned. And
that takes practice.
I think it takes the hands of the youth.
Ah.
And
you don't have youthful
free time.
Hands anymore.
I also don't have like 12 hours to donate to it every
Does
day.
Does anyone
like
else?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the youth are in school. They don't have 12 hours either.
I mean like college slacker guys.
College slackers, we're calling them now.
Yeah, they're just sitting around going, hey, I got class. What are you doing? Oh, I'm playing Call of Duty for the next 2 days, and I'm just going to skip classes. Yeah.
Did you ever? You were never at that point.
No, because I never went away for college. Like,
right,
I had some friends who did that, but they slacked all the time. They were huge slackers.
Even in college, you were like, you
I was working.
Job. Yeah.
I didn't live their enchanted life.
I don't think that all good gamers are college slackers.
No, there's just a skill cap that I don't know. I used to be
surpassed.
There, is what I'm saying. Like back in 2007 when I was playing the original Modern Warfare, I was there.
Oh, you were good then.
I was good.
All right.
I had the practice. I was playing
you.
All the time. I was playing with friends all the time. I used to play with Liam all the time way back in the day. He didn't have time for that now. He ain't got no time for that.
This is like a nostalgia episode.
It
oh,
is.
Poor
it's
Scott.
A little sad. It's a little
old.
Sad. Scott's getting old. No, I'm really not. I'm fine. Everything's fine. And we're just glad to be here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to try to be better in 2020 at the regularity.
Yeah, Scott's going to be more regular in 2020.
That's another... It's another thing old guys start to deal with, their regularity. Regularity.
Just so you know, I'm younger than Scott.
That's true.
Only I'll be there.
What are you, 3 years younger?
With bells on.
That'd be like Carter dating Nick. I mean, not I don't mean family, but you know what I mean?
Age-wise, yeah.
That's weird to think about.
Except it's you're reversed. 3 years older than me.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
Well, nothing after you're 20.
Is it only weird when you're 18 or 19?
Must be. Huh. That must be it.
All right. I'm going to read an email from Cindy Parkhouse.
Cindy!
She very frequently puts eye drops in my eyeballs.
You should probably tell people what that means. She works at our eye doctor's.
Oh, I was going to make up a story about how she just sees me in public, pins me down, and forces
and
me to put
eye drops in
my
your eyes.
She's very nice. She works at our eye doctor's office, and kind of saved my butt a couple of years ago when I had to have a laser procedure done on a cataract thing I had done. Long story. But it was going to cost us like $2,000 to do it with the doctor that we had the surgery from because the insurance had changed or had gone away. I don't remember what the deal
Something
was.
Something changed. I don't remember. It was a few years ago. But she contacted you right away and went, hey, we do that at our office and we take your insurance.
Yeah, you should come down here and we could do that for like, you'll walk out of here with just a copay in the office. And I went.
Which was awesome.
So it pissed off the other people because I canceled that appointment and no one told my doctor. So he went to the place to do it at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I felt bad about that. That wasn't my fault.
And you were like, no, we canceled it with your company.
We told them.
People.
Yeah.
They were like, why aren't you here? Our doctor came in.
They were all worked up. Yeah. I'm like,
I
told you.
I did call and you can look at your messages.
Yeah. Also, would you spend $2,000 instead of $50? Just if it meant inconveniencing somebody a little bit, no big deal. What are you, fancier than us? What is your doctor? You can't drive somewhere at 6 a.m.?
Are you calling him a fancy boy?
He's a fancy boy. Anyway, so Cindy is great. We like her. She's a very nice local. She listens to the shows and stuff. She sent this email. Hello, guys. I am Cindy from the eye doctor's office. I was listening to your show, Turkey, your snow turkey episode. Ha ha. I almost typed snot turkey. Anyway, on the subject of Nick and his generation still living at home, and I totally feel his pain. We don't all live at home, but we have lived in an apartment our entire 26 and a half years of marriage, and we get crap from people all the time for not buying a house yet. But for us, it works out really well. I work during the day. My hubby works swing shift. We don't have any kids, so it's so nice to come home and not have to mow the yard or be there when the water heater guy comes.
No kidding.
If something breaks, we make a phone call and somebody comes and fixes it. It's perfect. We also still get a little bit of crap for not having kids, but people have to understand that there are things about our personal lives that are none your business, she says.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that too. Love you guys, and even if you aren't currently weekly, I won't rage quit you. Love, Cindy. Even Cindy calling us out on our lackluster scheduling.
Performance there.
Anyway,
I agree with her completely. I think you have to do what's right for you.
Oh, yeah, no, that's one of the things I like about Cindy. She's my age. And so a lot in common, you know, just generationally speaking. Mm-hmm. But in some ways, we're very different. I've got three kids. They have no kids. They, you know, she works the kind of job that I would probably die in. I don't know if I could do what she does. She's very good at it. She's extremely good at it. So I'm all about that whole, like, everybody's finds their own groove and their own jam.
We're all not fitting in the same slots here.
No, and the problem is even when you do fit into somebody's slots, they're still going to find things to bug you about. Like, we have three great kids. Your mom still has reasons to bug me about something with the kids. That wasn't enough kids. Or, I don't know.
The last time we saw her, she was very nice.
She's like, mellowing
out. You're doing it right. And I was like, all right, I like that.
She's mellowing out. But there was a time where I think she wanted us to have like 9 children and not stop until your hips were just shattered bone fragments.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? I really do feel that way. She was really... Like, she has that attitude of, have babies until your body flops on the floor and you're a gelatin mass of humanity. Like, that's
nothing she would ever, ever say. But anyway.
But it felt like it. Anyway.
Being on the receiving end of it.
So, and in terms of Nick's case, it's just hard. Like, housing's
stupid. He's like most
people
his age. They're staying home because it is really hard to get a place.
They can't afford it.
No.
And they can't get the credit to afford it, even if they could afford it. And then if they get that credit, they're in debt to their eyeballs because They're just trying to pay for their one-room apartment.
Right.
In a city that's not known for its, you know, exorbitant living expenses. Like,
we're just here. Yeah, we're just in the...
But if you go to, like, San Francisco or any of the coastal stuff, you're screwed. Like,
yeah, you're basically house poor for a place you don't own.
Yeah.
You're apartment poor, and that's not cool.
Yeah, it's not good.
They will eventually. They'll do their thing. They'll find their friends. They'll get rooms together and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about the long term. It's just, I know he's frustrated. It's not like we want him to go, and it's not like he wants to leave us. It's just, he feels that itch that everybody does at that age of like, get out of my own, be independent. Mm-hmm. I want to be, you know.
He's extremely independent. He drives everywhere. He's got his job. He pays all of his bills.
Yeah, and pays everything.
Got his own insurance, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah, he does great.
He's a good kid.
But he's looking at a world and a housing market that is not able to handle his generation. They can't do it. The prices on that stuff have just gone up and up and up. But what you can make as a 19-year-old person,
without a lot job of experience, because you just got out of high school,
it doesn't match up like it used to. It used to be for my mom.
So
I mean, what did they pay for my parents' first house? It was like,
I don't even know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
But I think it was like 30 grand, 20 or 30 grand,
but which may have been kind of high. But I appreciate that Cindy's bringing that up, because I think there's a lot of people that look at these kids like they're slackers because they're not on their own and not have their own place and all their own stuff. And you're like, you have no idea unless you have a 19-year-old and go, wow, that would be really hard.
Yeah, totally agree. Anyway.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Thanks, Cindy. I almost called her Sydney. Thanks, Sydney. for your snot turkey. All right. We got one here from Natasha Boliek. Says, hello, Scott and Kim. I hope you're both doing well. I was listening to episode 33, The Grape Vapist. I like to name these shows dumb names.
Well, other people are naming them for us, so.
That's true. And I got to thinking, Scott, what has Kim cooked that you or your kids didn't like? And then she goes on to say, Kim, what can't you cook, or what foodstuffs give you trouble? For example, I can't cook rice. It comes out crunchy and mushy. I love listening, though. Happy holidays. all right, so I'll answer the first question.
Is there anything I've made that you don't like?
I mean, you cut up a weird cantaloupe today, but that wasn't your fault.
The Guatemalan cantaloupe?
Yeah, we got a cantaloupe on the outside that you could tell it was ripe and ready to roll.
It smelled really good, but...
But it was way too ripe.
And I'm usually good at picking fruit, though.
Yeah, you're usually pretty good.
So that's not really the problem. What else have I made that you don't like? I know what I'm not good at.
I used to not like your grits, but I love them now. I don't know what changed. I didn't like grits at all, but something recently...
I think you didn't like grits where you had them before, but not mine.
Well, I had Mississippi grits.
Right, but I don't think people were cooking them right.
Yeah, Kim knows just how much cheese to put in.
You gotta be cheesy and salty and with an egg on top.
That's just life,
man. You used to not like that.
Yeah, but I like that now. But it wasn't about you and a thing you made, so let me think of something like that. I don't know. I don't think there is anything. You don't make anything I don't like.
I
never
have. Try to make stuff you like. I'm trying new stuff this year, so we'll see how that goes.
She's been watching Hell's Kitchen guy do stuff. What's his name? Marcus Von Peterman. What is it?
Yeah, that's exactly who it is.
What's his name? Greg. Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. I'm watching the gourmet cooking, the cookery.
It's a Netflix deal, right?
Yes. No, it's actually Amazon.
Oh, Amazon's doing it. And it's him running around his palatial house making fancy food. And you might say to yourself, that doesn't look that big. In Europe, that's a big house.
It's a really cool place. Yeah. Anyway.
If you live in England, you have a house that big.
The reason I'm watching is because I'm not very good at making sauces. And he makes incredible ones. So I'm
trying spices to learn and that. Stuff. Oh, yes. Man. The stuff he puts together, that's a crazy. I like watching that,
I know how
too.
To make really good gravy.
Yeah.
But I want to make sauces that are not creamy. Like more flavor with a red wine or a white wine, and make it flavorful sauces without it being a thick gravy.
I like that. I mean, I also like thick gravies, but I'm trying to avoid thick gravies.
Right, we all are. Before we turn into one.
Then she says, what can't you cook?
That's what I was saying. I can't
cook. Oh, you can't do those.
I'm not
right
very
now.
Good at sauces yet, but that's one of my New Year's resolutions. That and making kimchi. I've never made that before.
We got to start making that.
Got to make some kimchi.
That's my special K.
So I'd say I'm not good at it, but only because I haven't tried.
Kim's kimchi.
Kim's Kimchi.
Kim's Kimchi. When you, what was I going to say? You made something recently that didn't work out. And you were all frustrated. What was it? It was...
I don't remember. What did I make?
It may have been longer ago than I think. It was a dessert, maybe. It was before I stopped eating sugar.
It's been a while.
Oh, I know what it was. That's what it was. It was a flourless brownie. Remember that?
I don't think I made that. Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was a no sugar.
Yeah, no, a sugar-free brownie.
So it had
brownie.
Like a stevia base.
Yeah, and it was... really, really bad.
It was really, really no sugar.
It tasted like...
why. I think if I made it today, because you haven't had sugar in 3 months, you might not like it. You might like it more than you did because you're not used to sugar anymore.
It was like...
It
was like eating soil.
Really dense chocolate. It was like a flourless chocolate cake made with stevia instead of sugar.
I felt like I could have planted something in it and it would have grown. It would have grown to be a beautiful flower.
Yes.
All right. Well, for the most part, though, to Kim's credit, she doesn't really cook anything bad. By the way, for the record, I like crunchy rice. When people mess that up and it's a little bit crunchy, I don't know why I like it.
Like fried rice?
Yeah.
It's almost like a fried.
Kind of a little bit. But even when it's just a screw up, I kind of like it. Mushy is like a thing that people want in some cases. My brother Matt, he won't eat rice unless it's mushy, sticky.
Sticky rice. Well, there's a difference. And I will tell you, there's a few ways to make your rice turn out right. You have to find out what kind you like, whether it's a short grain, which is a sticky rice, or a long grain, which is a nice loose one.
Mm-hmm.
Really important, though, don't add your salt to your water.
Okay.
That sometimes makes it mushy.
Okay. This is news to me.
This is news to you?
Yeah. Because
you don't make rice.
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about nothing.
But I'm hoping that helps her.
Oh, okay.
Make rice.
Well, Natasha, let us know if that helps you make rice.
Yeah, good luck.
Here's one. Maybe we already did this one. Hold on.
Or try a rice cooker. If you really hate making rice and hate wasting it because it doesn't turn out right, maybe try one.
Oh, yeah, we did this one already. This one is about do you remember the music one? We were talking about the techno that we like.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, love we did techno. That one, and we've done that one, too. We now have no emails.
People, send us some emails.
Well.
We have something to talk about. Well, it's because we haven't been on in a month.
It's because we haven't been on in a month, part of it. Part of it is everybody else is busy during the holidays.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So when you're listening to this, you're thinking, well, man, why would you even bother doing this? Well, we got some good news for you. Two pieces of news. One, you can always support us at the Frog Pants Patreon, patreon.com/frogpants. We'd really appreciate it if you did. But also, we procured a little sponsorship coming up soon that isn't today, but will be soon. And that means that we have to be Johnny on the spot on the timing. And so you
We're
can
back,
expect
baby.
You can expect more regularity.
Look at us. The very first week of January, we got one.
And all it had to be was somebody paying me. That's it. Look what happened. What a motivator.
What a motivator.
I mean, you got to pay the bills. That's all I'm saying. True. I'm not getting any younger. It's not like my, you know, people aren't going, ooh, that young upstart Scott over there. we got to get it where we can get it.
That young man that can play video games.
That's the guy. let's see. Did I have one more here? No, that was the thing Dave's doing. All right. Nextly on the list, my blood tests are on Thursday.
Yes.
And we have done 3 solid months of no granulated/processed sugars/cookies.
No cookies.
Cakes,
or
pies.
None of that.
Desserts, candy.
You did have a taste of dessert on New Year's because it was New
Year's. Yeah, New Year's Eve, that was the only time. And it was a creme brulee, and it was overwhelming.
It was overwhelmingly sweet for Scott, so that's a good sign.
It was the nuclear option.
You won't crave it anymore. Not the same way you did.
Yeah, I don't have any craving for that kind of sweet. It's not interesting to me.
It's not at all.
The only real thing I'm worried about is my back went out for a long time. I mean, what a sad tale we're telling here. But the point of it is to say that made it so I couldn't get as much exercise as I wanted to. But I did lose almost 25 pounds, 24 and a half pounds.
Yeah.
I think I'm good.
In 3 months.
We're going to go in there. We're going to get this blood test. I'm going to swap it out for some blood I bought on eBay from a healthy 19-year-old. Just kidding. We're going to do all the things you're supposed to do, and then just hope it's all good.
Like, and if it's all good, then we're going this waiting. To continue the way we are.
And I'm not even going to find out Thursday.
I know, I know.
It's I'm going to find out, what, 3 or 4 days after that? However long it takes them to...
I don't remember how long it takes them to get it back to you.
Swish the blood around in their mouth and decide whether it's a good vintage. Whatever they do.
Gross.
It is a little bit gross. So that's the thing that's coming up. Also, we're going to be in Las Vegas this year.
Oh, in March.
March. That's right. For a lot of my friends are there now for CES. I feel bad for them. They're all working. But we're going to go there for a wedding, and then part of that will be some meetup stuff with some fans and things. So if you're interested in that, we'll make sure to announce it here as we know more details.
Yeah,
but,
we'll both be there.
Yeah.
Actually, Carter's coming with us.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
That'll be fun.
That'll be really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not Nick, though.
No.
Do we trust him to run the joint when we're gone?
The hard part with Nick is he's not 21, so it's hard to get him in a lot of places.
No, I mean...
But he's going to have to
run him the house while we're gone.
We might have to call Taylor.
We're going
to
find two dead dogs when we come home.
Nick works during the day, so if he's not off all of the days he's not off, he has to have Taylor come and at least put them out a couple times.
Dogs are going to send, like, Civil War-style letters back home. My dearest Kim and Scott.
No, it'll be more like camp.
Long has been the day since I shat myself in my kennel.
More like summer camp letters.
Please come get me. I hate it here.
And then the last week is, don't ever take us away. We got to stay here with our friends.
That's probably true. But anyway, so we got that coming up. Then we're going to go to Mississippi in the summer.
Mm-hmm. In the hot, hot summer.
Oh, man.
You're not looking forward to it, but I am because it's my family reunion.
Is it June or July?
June.
That's better than July.
Yes.
July's a lot hotter.
And a lot more mosquitoes have hatched by then.
Hatched? Is that what they do?
Yes.
They come out of eggs?
Yes.
What? Hold on. Mosquitoes come from eggs?
I believe they do.
Are you not sure they don't just come out the back of a mom mosquito? Do you not know that?
One at a time?
No one taught me this.
Have you seen how many mosquitoes there are?
I don't know how that works. How are mosquitoes born?
You need to look it up.
I'm going to do it right now. Hold on, I'm going to do it right now.
She's listening.
Oh, yeah, I could do it to her. Alexa, where do mosquitoes come from?
Mississippi.
In the sense of the entire family Culicidae, mosquitoes are cosmopolitan in every land region except for Antarctica and a few islands, mainly in polar or subpolar
Alexa,
climates.
Are mosquitoes born from eggs?
Here's something I found on the web. According to streetdirectory.com, mosquitoes hatch from eggs, which need water to develop.
What?
See, that's why, because it's all swampy down there and really humid. And
I didn't
so
know they were
in
eggs.
All...
That's gross.
Why do you think there's so many
gross.
Of them?
I don't know.
If they were being born one at a time every 9 months, you wouldn't see as many mosquitoes.
I just picture a big
You'd
queen.
You'd kill one and that'd be the end of the whole line.
I picture a big queen just laying in a big pile of her own hatched eggs and just going, with a swarm of mosquitoes flying out of her crotch. I don't know how it works. Fly, my pretties. Be free.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
All right. So
that was fun.
That was fun. Anything else you'd like to say to the people?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Is that all we've got? So, my whole point was going down there. That maybe we'll find some time to do a little meet up with some Southern people.
We should meet up
people.
In New Orleans or in Biloxi or somewhere
Yeah. Oh, Biloxi would be great. I haven't been there in so long.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Let's do it. We can do this.
And then...
So if we have anybody down there that wants to get together in June, give us a holler.
Yeah, give us a holler
we'll
before
you know
we come down to the holler.
We'll be down there.
Yeah. Hopefully we're not in New Orleans very long because I really don't like...
You don't like New Orleans.
I wish I liked it more. I know there's cool things about it, but it's my problem is here's this street, beautiful... Touristy
garden district,
lovely old architecture.
And then
food.
One street over,
there's
scary.
Eight deaths. Like there's a gun right now, probably right now on one of those streets. And you
right
just
now. And right now
and right now. Now and right now.
How about now?
Now. All right, so there's that. We'll let you guys know. And then what are you making tomorrow?
Oh, I made a pork roast today.
Oh, that was
very good.
And tomorrow
I'm making minestrone soup with three cheese tortellini in it.
That's what I want to ask. I didn't bring it in here.
What?
You bought these, what time is it? Oh, it's
I
after 7,
what?
I can't even know one. Kim bought these tangerines. orange things.
They are raspberry oranges.
Raspberry oranges.
They're like a blood orange, but they kind of have the flavor of raspberries.
What dark science is that?
I don't know. I found them today and I thought you'd like them.
Do you think they're spliced? Like it's a, they took the genes of the two and made them together?
Maybe.
Because inside you open it up, on the outside it looks like an orange.
Yeah.
You open it up and take the peeling away and everything's like dark and mysterious in there.
It's not like blood orange color. It's kind of a pink, like a raspberry.
It's more like pink or, well, it's bluish, like darkish blue.
Like a raspberry.
I guess so. And they taste like candy.
Oh, it's after 7. Scott's doing his intermittent fasting and has to wait till tomorrow now.
Yeah, people wonder what that means. I eat from 11 a.m. to 7, nonstop. No, just kidding. Basically, I just eat like a normal person, but only during those that eight-hour window. The rest of the night and time, I don't eat. And that has also contributed to a faster loss of weight because I've done that religiously.
Yeah, Parker since then. And I are doing it with you.
Yeah, for the most part. You guys and your cheaty Wendy's the other night.
Yeah, I have such bad heartburn at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you had heartburn. Yeah, don't do that anymore.
Not doing that again. Yeah. It was the holidays. It was the very end of the holidays.
Yeah. You guys failed that night. I had nothing to do with it. I was downstairs.
I know.
Whiling away time
you
with
don't
friends.
Have to tell me. But my A1C levels are just fine,
that's
sir.
Right. You're, as far as we know, when's the last time you got? Oh, I guess
same
you did
time
do it.
You did. Nice try.
But you can only do that so long, you know. It doesn't matter who you are. Eventually, your insulin just starts being weird.
We'll see.
That's what I heard. That's the rumor I was told. All right. Well, I guess that's all we
Talking
have.
The mosquitoes?
Yes. Mosquito eggs. Mosquito vagina birth.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I really did think that. I didn't know eggs. I knew spiders were eggs. I knew...
Like spiders. They're from eggs.
What if spiders all came out of a vagina-type
spider? Ew, stop.
Just talking. Pouring out of there.
Stop talking.
Kim doesn't like spiders.
I don't like them at all.
If you guys have thoughts or feelings or comments, you want to send us an email, go to the website, frogpants.com/skim. There's a contact link, and you can just click it and send us a message. That's how Cindy and others got a hold of us today, was that very method. So we recommend that very highly. Any advice before we go?
Don't eat the yellow snow.
Oh, hey, look at that. One from the old Scott playbook. Nice job. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye now.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.